Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, when you hear us say raise your vibration, if you're a longtime listener, then you know exactly what we're talking about. If you guys are first-time listeners today, we'll explain to you briefly what it means to raise your vibration. Check it out, guys. It has been scientifically proven that every single molecule and atomic structure vibrates. We are all atoms and molecular structures, and we are all vibrating matter, right? So actually, believe it or not, it is 99.8% hollow. That means that everything you see, that means that you are 99.8% empty space. That 0.2% represents the actual matter that you perceive to be something solid. So, with that said, when you raise your vibration, you are raising the frequency, you are raising the consciousness of your mind, of your body, of your soul, of your heart, of all aspects of yourself. So this show, as you guys know, is based around offering you different tools, tips, accessible practices, along with, like today's show, profound inspiration to assist each and every single one of you. And of course, our mission here on the Vibration Station and Divine Mind Tribe on Instagram and Facebook is to raise the vibration of this entire planet, have every single human being on this planet understand their worth, their power, their ability to influence not only themselves and their loved ones, but the masses in ways that they could only imagine. With that said, I'd like to welcome the fourth episode to the Your Thoughts Are Seeds series book release for the one and only very special Quintoria Brooks. Welcome to the show, Quintoria. How are you doing today, sister?
Hello. I'm good. How about you?
Never better. And even if I wasn't, nobody gives a shit. No, I'm totally kidding. That was something my father said to me at a young age. But I got a kick out of it. It's true. You know, when someone asks you, how are you doing? Always say never better. Even if stuff's going on in your life, you don't want to vocalize, you know, the negative things that are going on in your life. Anybody says, how are you doing? One of the best, I love just my favorite responses. Never better. You know, a lot of people say, you know, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing okay. And then, like, you know, everybody just immediately knows, oh, there's something going on, you know. Oh, I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm hanging in there. That's a big one. Hanging in there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's hanging in there. Everyone's struggling. That's actually a beautiful opening to today's show. So, as you guys know, Your Thoughts Are Seeds. If you don't know, check it out. Your Thoughts Are Seeds was just released. The book release actually was divinely inspired to be moved up from the 27th to the 17th. So what we did is we did a basically a power release and really just took that momentum that we have been building, took the energy that we've been building and let everybody know. Just let you guys know a direct way to, if you want to check it out, obviously at the end of the show, you'll get a better understanding and a greater resonance of why, you know, this book might serve you, what things this book may teach you. But if you want to check it out while we're talking about it, go ahead and you can check it out on Amazon or Kindle. Just go ahead and type in Your Thoughts Are Seeds, or you can go on the Instagram accounts if you guys have an Instagram account, which most likely you do because over a billion people on the planet do. If you are part of that billion that have an Instagram, go ahead and type in I am, the two most powerful words in the human language. I am Quentoria, Quentoria, Brooks, Brooks. Or you could type in divine, D at divine dot mind, M-I-N-D dot tribe. Divine Mind Tribe is the sibling organization, if you will, or the sibling company or affiliate, I should say, to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LA Talk Radio. We promote the same exact thing. I run them both, and the page I run with, along with myself, my wonderful and beautiful fiance that I'm very blessed to have in my life. And you know, I always just like to let people know any outlet that you have the power to raise the vibration. And that's why we're here with Quentoria. That's why we're going to talk about her book. So go ahead, go to any of those links. If you want to check out her book as we're talking about it, feel free to do so. If you want to pick it up, hey, go for it. That's fun too. That's actually, that'll really, really benefit you. Whether you listen to the show or not. So let's get straight into it. So Quentoria, we talked about in the last three episodes, we talked about essentially what you've been through, what inspired you to write the book. You know, we've touched on all the traditional points of what a book interview entails, right? And then we've gone even past that. Mm-hmm. On today's show, what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be talking about not only, you know, because all of this stuff is incorporated into your book. Mm-hmm. We're not necessarily only going to be talking about, you know, you and the things you've been through, the things, you know, that humanity has been through, we've been through. We're going to be talking about what, just so the masses know, so the people know, so the people get a feeling of who you are and what you believe in and what you want to share with the world. We're going to hear what you have to say in regards to what you want, so we've talked about this. There's an insatiable desire that lies within your heart to heal and end all suffering, right? We've talked mm-hmm. about this before. So
yeah,
for someone with such a deep empathy and for someone to have the wherewithal and the inspiration to write a book and to want to offer this book to the masses, what is your primary intention behind, not only, because the book is just pun intended, the book is a seed of what your ultimate potential is. You are not just mm-hmm. Quentoria, the, you know, the author. You are Quentoria Brooks, the speaker, the motivational speaker, the example of, you know, higher consciousness. So I guess what I'm saying here is, not only with the book, but with life in general, what have your intentions always been? What do you want to see this world Before you exit this world, what do you want to see changed that you did? What are some of the things that you visualize, those dreams? And the reason I ask is to inspire other people to dream the same way that you do. Because I know you have big dreams. We've talked about them, and you'll mention something real quick. And I'm like, wow, that's a big dream. That's beautiful. I love that. Mm-hmm. What are some of those big dreams, you know? What do you wish for the book to influence people? How do you wish for the book to influence people? And how do you wish to influence people in general, just as you being this like walking light throughout the world?
My main goal is to, because you know the world is constantly evolving.
Right.
And it's a lot of people that have low self-esteem, depression, and all that. And those people are not acknowledged as much as the people that are thriving, that are successful, that are being seen, and that, you know, smile in every picture. But deep down inside, they are hurting, and they're going through something. And my goal is to connect with those people to change their mindset. If you on the verge of suicide, to change your mindset, to let you know that everything starts with you and ends with you. Nothing can be placed in your life without you accepting that. No matter what people have been saying about you, towards you, to you, to others, and no matter, none of that. Only way that it can take effect if you listen to that and if you believe it yourself.
Right.
I just want to touch lives and change lives and just help the ones that are going through, you know, the things that they're going through, to let them know that it starts with you.
Right.
Everything starts with you. You can change your life. People don't have that much power in your life unless you allow them to have it. But all the power is up to you. You only can change your life. Only people can do is help you change that.
Exactly.
And that's my goal.
Beautifully said. And you actually brought up a really profound point right there. Say again what it is that you just said, that very last point about, you know, you can change other people's lives, but.
People can only help you change your life, but it's up to you to change your life. They can only assist you in that, but the power is all up to that one person.
There it is, right there. So that brings up a huge point that actually I'd like to mention, I'd like to bring up in today's episode, because it goes in perfect alignment with a lot of, you know, what people talk about, a lot of the different things that people have been experiencing in their lives and whatnot. So people think that, you know, when they have an ailment or when they have a mental condition that they're looking to fix about themselves, myself included, right? We all have things that we want to improve about ourselves. We all have things that we want to change. And then we look for ways to change those things. So I'm going to talk about Western medicine, Western society. So the very first time that someone feels, you know, sick or ill, what do the parents do? I'd say 99% of the time, they take them directly to the doctor, right? The baby has the flu, they go to the doctor, right? Now, I am not in any way, shape, or form putting down doctors. It's amazing what doctors can do. What is not amazing is the information that the doctors are given. What is not amazing is the tools that the FDA and that all these other underlying organizations give the doctors to work with. If they gave them plant medicine tools and other types of tools, the doctors could really apply that same knowledge that they have and help people in a much greater way. But that's not what we're talking about. So people from day one, children are seeded to believe that when you don't feel good, when you feel sick, or when you are feeling down, and then as life goes on, you turn 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, life goes on, you get knocked down a couple of times, you get thrown down, someone in the family passes away, or someone gets sick, or you know, you have a massive breakup, or something happens, all of a sudden you go and you see a psychologist. You say to that psychologist, oh, I'm depressed, or I'm not feeling well, or I don't know how to get over this, or, you know, because you've been tainted by the exterior, you know, experiences in life, which we, how can we not be, you know, in life? I mean, that's what true mastery is learning how to actually not allow yourself to be tainted by the exterior experiences. But that's what we all do. So we literally, my point to this is we literally expect, we say, okay, we're going to go to these doctors, and these doctors are going to fix us. These doctors are going to heal us, which they do a lot of the time. My father personally, he had a type of cancer that if they didn't come out with this new form of chemotherapy, he would have been, you know, he would have left this plane a few years ago. But they thankfully came out with this new type of chemotherapy that was able to keep him here with us much longer. So with those things, that's wonderful. And I couldn't be more grateful for that type of, you know, enhancement in medicine. What I'm talking about is the direct and immediate response to, instead of going in nature for 6 hours and sitting by a tree alone and just thinking about your life, thinking about yourself, we go to the doctor. Instead of reading a book or, you know, listening to a tape, maybe we did try those things before going to the doctor and they didn't work, right? But instead of at least getting these alternative methods that have been proven throughout time to heal and to help, we will always be, essentially, until we break those old dogmatic patterns, we will always be a slave to the old paradigm, right? The generation, the next generation, next generation, next generation will be a slave to this paradigm of thinking that the answers come from people and experiences outside of us. I need to go to the doctor. The doctor has the answer. Or even the shaman, even in Easter, the shaman has the answer. That's not true. You have the answer. The doctor can help you show you, you know, how to walk the path closer to life, how to vibrate closer to life as opposed to vibrating closer to death. The shaman can show you and teach you what, you know, energetic, deep, suppressed energies you've been holding on to and how to let go of those and how that's going to improve your life. But at the end of the day, you got to do the work. There's nobody else in this universe that's going to do the work for you to make you happy but you. And that's why most people are not as happy as they allow themselves to be, even including myself. I want to make this clear, guys. I want to make this open and very clear. I am not this perfect messiah person that, you know, like, all I've done is study the laws of vibration and studied myself and taken time to go in nature and taken time to learn from the shamans what is necessary to do and then applied that to my life. All I'm saying is you can do it too. And that might not even necessarily be your path, but at least give it a shot. At least give reading, you know, reading, what a powerful tool. Reading a book like Your Thoughts Are Seeds. Pick up the book. It's so, like, when I saw the price, I was like, what? It's only $7.99? What? Like, this book should be, like, for real, this book should be, like, you know, at least $25, $25.99, $24.99. If this book, if it was anybody else, they'd be trying to make money off this book and charge, you know, $25 and try to make all this profit and stuff. And Quintoria, that once again leads me to the next aspect of our show, which I want to bring up today, which I think is absolutely beautiful and inspiring. What you said actually earlier today, before we hopped on the line before the show. So you said to me, you're like, I'm not in it for, you know, the money. I'm not trying to, you know, bank off of this book. I'm not trying to get people to buy into something, you know, for like a cynical purpose. Like, you're like, I purely and legitimately just want to share my story with people because I feel in my heart that if I have the opportunity to share my story with people, they will benefit. And that is so beautiful. And would you mind just like expanding on that a little bit? Share with us, like, just share, just talk on that, you know, just speak on that for a moment.
The goal, my goal, my purpose is to help others. It's right. Not to get gain off, you know, to get rich off something. It's to help people to make them believe in themselves as much as they believe in their idols, you know, celebrities that they love. As much as you support that person, support yourself.
Right. Yes.
We all go through stuff. We're going to go through something. That's life. Those are your struggles do not make you weak. They make you strong. And
so true.
When you're going through something, you may not have no one right there to cheer you to cheer you on, to make you feel, you know, uplifted. But I'm here. I am a person. You can, you know, go to my YouTube channel and get inspiration from there. Because we live in a world that is all about the now. And so many people compare themselves to another person, don't know that they put in a lot of work to get where they are. Some people feel, you know, like they're failing or they're not doing enough, but you are doing enough. And it doesn't matter when you start doing what you're doing, far as career-wise. All that matters is you continue to do it. You continue to believe in yourself. Do not give up. Once you give up, you just give up on yourself, but you still may support another person. Support yourself.
Wow.
I just want to give people that thought. And the thought that I want to give them is of themselves. You're more powerful than the next person.
Yes.
Not comparing, don't compare your life to another person.
Yes.
Everything starts with you. Everything ends with you.
Yes.
You can start and you can stop everything. Just, you know, the biggest investment a person can make is in themselves, not in anything material, not in another person, but the biggest investment you can make is in yourself. And when you invest in yourself, you get knowledge. And when you get knowledge, you get wisdom. And when you get wisdom, you get understanding. And with those three, you can go so far in this life. And that's my purpose, is to help you to get that thought. And when it give you that thought, when I give you that thought, you will be so curious that you will want to research it. You will want to know it. And then it'll further you in knowledge. That's my purpose. And
that is
I
so
want
beautiful.
Someone to tell me that I helped them. Like, that is the biggest prize that I can ever receive, for someone to come to me and be like, you gave me that thought, or, you know, I did this because what you said, and I believe I took my business to the next level because you told me. So that's the biggest blessing that I can receive from what I'm doing. That's the biggest blessing. And I thank God to have this experience, to be able to talk with you, to be able to share my message, to be able to let people know I've been through a lot of stuff, more than you probably have in your life.
Absolutely.
And I didn't give up.
Right.
I'm still here. I still smile. I cheer myself on. because I know it's another day and the sun is going to shine the next day.
Wow. So
that's my
Quintoria. Two things. Number one, I have to tell you from the bottom of my heart right now, just listening to you, you genuinely helped me. Even just having that realignment of thought, you know, there's been a lot going on in life. I've been going through a lot of transitions and a lot of changes. And this is so, I feel like this is such a beautiful, the reason why I love this radio show is because there's no bullshit. You know, we talk about our life. We talk about the stuff that we've been through, and we wear it on our sleeve, not in a prideful or an egotistical way, but just in a way of saying, like, we appreciate you. We understand you. We don't blame you. We honor you. You know, like, we wear that on our sleeve, saying we will never judge you. And just that reminder of what you said is, like, you genuinely helped me in that little sentence, even on top of reading your book, which was like an emotional roller coaster in and of itself. You really, really helped me in that sentence, and I thank you. That's number one. Thank you truly from the bottom of my heart, really. Number two, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper, and I want to hear more from you. I want to hear you speak. I love what you share to speak. I love what you share when you speak, and I love what you have to speak. It's profound. And the very last part of what you just said, where you said, people... I'm so sorry. I'm trying to, the very last sentence, it was, yes. He's like, I'm sure that I've been through more stuff than you. And for the listeners out there, we obviously don't know who you are. We don't know what you guys have been through, but chances are once we read Quintoria's book, you'll understand what we're talking about. Chances are Quintoria's probably been through, you know, most stuff that the listeners have. But listeners, if you want to email us and you want to talk, you ever want to hop on the show, you want to chat with Quintoria, actually, if that's cool with you, Quintoria, maybe one of these shows, we could open up the phone lines, have people that resonate with your story. I've gotten a couple emails that have from people that have reached out and said that these last few shows have been inspiring, and that they are excited for the book release, and they were very excited to see that it was moved up from the 27th to the 17th. So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. But what you just said, you know, I've been through more than, essentially, I'm just going to summarize, more than the average person has been through, way more than the average person has been through. Right. But I'm still able to wake up and keep a smile on my face, but I'm still able to be happy. Mm-hmm. I guess the question that I have for you, and the question that most people would have for you is, okay, that sounds like a beautiful story. That's a wonderful life story that you've been able to build for yourself, but how? I want to know the how. We want to know. The masses want to know. How do you do it? How do you separate yourself from that 95? Actually, it's like 98% of people that I did end up looking it up. It's like 98% of people do not end up succeeding because they either give up, or they, you know, let their failures, you know, get a hold of, which is essentially giving up, or, you know, they become depressed over the circumstances that they've been exposed to. How did you do it? You know, like, are you born differently? Are you born with a different DNA? Like, I know that you are. I know that you're definitely a high tech, you know, person, like you were born. Sorry for that noise in the background. I know that, you know, you were definitely born high tech. Obviously, you do have that upgraded high tech DNA. But how did you keep a smile on your face? Like most people, when they go through the things you go through, they find, you know, outlets to walk a path of self-destruction. And mm-hmm. you chose to do the exact opposite and actually inspire people and channel that anger, or I'm sure there was anger, channel that pain, yeah. channel whatever you were going through into this beautiful, magical, bright soul that is inspiring and helping people. How do you do it? And this is for not only my selfish self mm-hmm. wanting this knowledge, because I have my own ways of how to get past it and how to do it. I've done my own work, but I'm always open to more. And you are an inspiration to me, and I am always open to understanding and learning mm-hmm. more mm-hmm. ways. But it's also for the listeners out there that maybe haven't participated in certain acts of you know, they hear all these stories, they read the books. It's like I was in a shitty spot in my life, but I was able to get through it and stay happy. And now I'm successful and doing happy, and I got this book and all these things. But I'm still working on myself, but I am in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Where people fall off the mountain is mm-hmm. the how. They don't know how to get from a state of where you were, in the sense of mm-hmm. being abused, being hurt physically, emotionally, mentally, being broken down, being, you know, literally knocked down, literally, and then mm-hmm. and metaphorically, and then, you know, being picking yourself back up. How did you do it?
For one, I always look to God for everything. And the first interaction with God is through self-love.
Mm.
And I just remembered that no matter what I was going through, he's always here. He always was there, and he still is here. And that he will not leave you nor forsake you. So I always, while going through the things that I was going through, I always thought of being out of the situation. I always thought, hey, you know, in my mind, how it would be if, you know, I was happy, or how it would be if I was, you know, in a better position than where I was. Those were always my thoughts. Yes. And focusing on the good, even though I was in, you know, bad situations and feeling bad, I always focused on, you know, the good things in life and my desire to help people really pushed me, because I was thinking, if I can get through this, then maybe I can be a helping hand to someone else that is going through this or yes. something worse. I never wanted or want to see a person down or beat right. themselves down just because they don't have the material things, or just because they don't have a certain person in their life.
Right.
It's just my passion to just help people and to be there for a person that is going through something. If I can encourage a person with words to change their mind, then I feel like that's a job well done.
Yes.
But I didn't have a cheerleader. I'm going to say a cheerleader, but you know what I mean. No, I didn't have that person right. to lift me up, because the people that was around me will all dwell on the things that I was going through, or they would either ignore it. Right. So I had to build myself up. I had to look at myself in the mirror every day and tell myself that I'm beautiful. I had yes. to pretend that I was on these certain interviews. When I was little, I used to be in the mirror acting like I was talking to Oprah. But
that's how you like, do it. That is how you do it. Yes. Yes.
I used to pretend, and I still do. I have. You know, you ever seen that episode with SpongeBob when he was inside the box and it was like, you know, Squidward was on the outside and he was wondering, like, how is they making up all these noise and how does it sound like they're taking off? The imagination.
Right.
Explore it.
Right.
You can be right here physically,
right,
but in your mind, you can be somewhere else.
Yes.
And, I thank God because he gave us that power.
Yes.
To manifest, to be in two places at one time,
right?
If you know how to use it right. So that's what I did. I used it. He gave me that gift, and he gave everyone else that gift. I just want to be. I just want to help you tap into that gift that you already have, and to be that person to let you know you got that gift, which you already know.
Yep.
Everyone has the gift. He made everyone equal.
Right.
There is not one person above the other. It's just different levels and different positions, different vibrations that we all have. And we have to learn to vibrate at the frequency we want to attract. Because we don't have to go after the things that we want. We just have to vibrate at that frequency, and it will come to us slowly but surely. And don't be in a rush. Because patience allow you to sit back and be like, hey, I'm at this position right now, but when I get to that position, I will appreciate it more. Patience allows you to appreciate where you at.
Man,
that's
what
I feel.
I want to write that down, like, as a quote. I'm gonna ask you to text that to me later.
Okay. But yes, patience. Have patience. Don't be in a rush, because when you're in a rush, you regret things later. And that's where regret comes from. When you're rushing stuff, that's where regret comes from. When you're patient, it allows you to appreciate things. So,
so true.
That's how I look at the thing. That's how I look at everything. And that's how I go about my life. And knowing that it's going to be a better day tomorrow. I look at it right now. You might be, whatever position a person might be in right now, tomorrow may be a better day for you.
Yes.
You got to be optimistic. You got to think. Yes. You know, tomorrow is going to be better, or, you know, and don't allow, stay away from people that try to beat you down verbally, physically, mentally, that doesn't give you that, you know, inspiration. Stay away from those people, because they are energy drainers, and they will put you in the state of being self-conscious about everything you do.
Yeah.
And don't compare yourself to nobody. Because you're your own person, and there is no comparison.
Yeah.
And that's all. I could ramble on, but I don't. I know you got more questions for me, but. Yeah.
No, it's I know, Quintoy. I mean, everything you say is like, listeners, this is why I have her on the show. This is exactly why we have been blessed enough to have her on the show, because when she really gets into it and she starts channeling like that energy, that was channel. She was channeling that. Could you guys feel that? Everybody, email me. Did you feel it? Just say yes. Just email me like yes. You know, there's like you can feel when someone starts to like channel like that higher self, that higher energy. And it's beautiful. And so as long as we apply these ideas and understand that this is the path to self happiness. This is the path to a life of less resistance. You know, these are the things that we need to recognize, and you say them so clearly, and it's wonderful and inspiring. There was another thing, once again, we're just like bouncing off of what you said. There's something else that you said in there, and it started getting me to think about another thing. And this is like what Quintoria's book is like. And I'm just like being completely honest with you guys. It really is a wonderful book. I wouldn't take 5 shows out of, you know, Dave's Good Vibration Station to promote something. And it's not even promoting the book so as much as it is promoting self-love, because that's what the book is about, as much as it is promoting alignment with higher self and alignment with who you are, because that's what Quintoria represents. That's what we represent. And, you know, here on Vibration Station, Dave's Good Vibration Station, and of course, Divine Mind Tribe, that's what everything is about, is self-love. And the book is just essentially a series of tools, which also are mixed with and in incorporated in a really beautiful and wonderful way, personal contrasting experiences to let people know it doesn't matter what you've been through. Like, do not allow your past to determine your future. You are the creator of your own reality, and through your focus and through your thoughts, you can do anything.
Right.
And that's really what this series is about, guys, is, you know, honoring that we do have the ability to access that within us, and also honoring that we do have people like Quintoria in this world that literally just said moments ago, a few minutes ago, you know, you are not alone. She's like, I am here. Feel free to contact me on my email, reach out, Instagram. You know, here is this completely, like, just humble and willing person that is saying, I am here. And the same thing, you know, it always goes for you guys here with Dave's Good Vibration Station. You guys want to email me anytime, it's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Quintoria, what's your email one more time? Hello? Quintoria?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, sorry about that. What's your email one more time?
Quintoria.brooks@yahoo.com.
Quintoria.brooks@gmail. Yahoo.com. Oh, I'm sorry, at yahoo.com. That's Quentoria.brooks. Yeah, Quent.
It's Quentoria.
Quentoria.brooks@gmail.com or at yahoo.com. Oh my goodness. Look.
Yeah.
It's crazy. See, I'm all scatterbrained too. But at the same time, I'm in a very peaceful and enjoyable state. See, you can't be scattered when you're on radio, but at the same time, when you start talking about things that you have a personal relationship with, all of a sudden it triggers things and you bring things up. And that's how you know it's a powerful show. That's how you know that it's the real deal. That's how you know that there's no bullshit. There is literally, like, there's unexplainable emotions that are being triggered from myself. And I get in radio mode. When I do radio, I am passionate about radio. I love radio. It is one of my favorites, if not my very favorite way of communicating to the masses. And you got to get in that mode. But when you get, you know, in the studio with someone that is that is actually, you know, really the real deal and says things that you are having a personal relationship with at that time, it throws you off. And it gets you, you know, so I do apologize for that. But I also thank you. That actually, that's just the genuine, you know, emotion that you do trigger within me and within a lot of people out there that are listening. So just like I was saying before, guys, you are not alone in this journey. If you want more information on, you know, how to raise your vibration, how to access this higher self, how to become the greatest and most enjoyable and abundant and free and inspired and inspiring and empowered and empowering version of yourself. You know, Quintoria and myself, we are always here to take your emails. And that's what it's about, guys. Also, once again, the book, now that it's released, you don't have to wait until the 27th. So that's amazing, right? Which was yesterday, which is kind of cool to think that, you know, we were going to do the whole book release party thing today. Party on the radio, cyber party today. But that's beautiful. This show is like letting people know this is what's up. You know, this is why Quintoria is doing what she's doing. The book is $7.99. Once again, this show is not, and it does not revolve around trying to sell anybody anything. That's not what it's about. This is about offering you guys tools and assisting you and inviting you to participate in a new direction in life, possibly, you know, using a tool as such, this book, to, you know, read it and absorb the information that it has to give, so you can relate in your own way. And on top of that, you can, you know, reach out, email Quintoria directly, which is an absolutely amazing and really beautiful thing. So with the two and a half minutes we have, with the 1 minute that we have on the show left, Quintoria, is there anything that you would like to say in conclusion for today's show?
Just believe in yourself and don't allow anyone to tell you different. You know, only time you should just believe in yourself. Just continue to believe in yourself and don't allow anyone to stop what you're doing for you.
Yes.
And it's all up to you.
Yep. Yep. It is. It is all in your hands. It's all up to you. And within us all lies the power of absolute and infinite creation, the ability to be, do, and have anything and everything we desire with effortlessness and ease. So know that, and just know that, you know, through Quintoria's book, through reaching out to her, through checking out her Instagram at I Am Quintoria Brooks, you know, you can, of course, get pieces of information and knowledge from the wisdom that she has to share. So once again, guys, I love you and we love you with all of our hearts here on the Vibration Station on LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station, which we are so blessed to say and so honored to be a part of. Know that all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter flows to and through our hearts to yours. Make sure to take the information that we've shared with you this week and do your best to apply it in your life. See how it changes things. And life is going to continue to yield to you that in which you believe you are worthy of receiving. Love you guys so much, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.